Madison owned and operated. But Shawnee Radio App, they said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity,
what you do?
Hit up Climate Trace and University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Climate Trace and University.
Attraction University, $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity,
what you do?
Hit up Client Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity.
You
need to hit up Client Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
Most coaches or businesses in general who want to attract clients, they think that client attraction is an event. Like it's a one-time thing, right? And it's not. It's actually an evolutionary process. And so that's where this whole client attraction flywheel thing came about. So here's the four parts of it, and we're gonna break it all down. So first is captivate. Second is capture. Third is cultivate. And then fourth is close. Does that make sense? Yeah, the four C's. Y'all like that? Who like that? Y'all like that? Somebody said, come on, C's. There we go, there we go. So let's unpack this whole process. So most entrepreneurs, they're underpaid because they're trying to be generous and try to be everything to everybody, right? Y'all be sending people online, 1 week they're fitness experts, 1 week they're real estate experts, now they know about everything about crypto, then they're NFT expert. It's like, what do you do? Right? Why should I hit you up and pay you? And people are like, well, I gotta have multiple streams of income. But they haven't got one stream flowing yet. Like you can't, like multiple streams come from an ocean and lakes and stuff. It typically comes from a big body of water. Most people don't got a big body of water yet, but they're trying to get like streams going. Does that make sense? Let me say this, if y'all taking notes. Multiple streams of income is a tool of the rich, not a tool to get rich. So the first step is like figuring out your specialty. Make sense? And that's gonna come with captivating. So how do you captivate? Okay, this is about getting and keeping attention. Does that make sense? Getting and keeping attention. Most people do it like this. Most people do look at me marketing. And most people think you gotta do look at me marketing. That's why they think like, you gotta have a Bentley, you gotta have a big house, you gotta have this, you gotta have that to do this. You don't gotta have none of that. Guess what you do have to have? Some particular expertise that helps solve a problem. Does that make sense? That's it. If you want, if the Bentley and the Rolls and all that, is that your thing, cool. But you don't gotta have that to get the attention you want and serve the people that you wanna serve. Does that make sense? Now, I suggest you do it this way. You become magnetic, right? When you become magnetic, people come to you. Guess how you become magnetic? By becoming amazing at something and having a problem that you can solve for other people. And people come to you with their cards out ready to buy. Does that make sense? All right, let's keep going. So some of y'all probably like, how do we captivate? Let's talk about it. So it's called specializing, all right? So most entrepreneurs, they're underpaid and they even fail simply because they're generalists and they try to be everything to everybody. I already said that, right? So you gotta choose to be the best in the world at one thing. How many of y'all know like your one thing? Like what's your one thing? Perfect. People who are average or good at a lot of things will never make as much money as people who are specific and masters at their one thing. Make sense? So choosing your mountain is the first step of all this. When you choose your mountain, you go from being a commodity, chasing after millions of different people, becoming an asset where people reach out to you, ready to give you money. Does that make sense? Most entrepreneurs believe that they're selling their time, but you're actually selling specific outcomes, not your time. So when I tell somebody, hey, you should be charging $10,000 for that. And they were like, well, it only takes me an hour to do it. It's like, well, how many years did it take you to learn this skill where you can do this in an hour? Does that make sense? That's what they're paying you for. We're like, what took me 10 years to learn this? Okay. Well, they're paying you $10,000 for 10 years of your expertise to do it in an hour. Does that make sense? The second is capture. So the first C was what?
Captivate.
The second one is capture. This is where they give you permission to market to them and they become a part of your audience, right? Like, you don't gotta reach out to people, force people. Like, people will give you permission to market to them. Does that make sense? Perfect. So it's three audiences that you wanna be building in your businesses, three different audiences. Number one, you wanna be building your social media audience, right? Number two, you wanna be building an email audience. How many of y'all build on an email list? How many of you not build on an email list? Your email list is a massive asset. Some people say, well, email is dead. The only people that say email is dead is people who are trying to sell you something. When people start saying something is dead, that means they're trying to sell you something. Make sense? Oh, that's dead. You be like, okay, what's the, where we going with this? How do we know email ain't dead? Because every one of your social media accounts, you gotta log in with your email. How many of y'all use Apple products? You can't use your Apple product without an email address, right? So these big companies know the value of emails. So we gotta be building an email list as well. Third audience is your pixeled audience. What's a pixeled audience? When people go to your pages or your Instagram, you wanna be building an audience so now you can run ads and target these people. Does that make sense? How many of y'all ever seen me online before? Probably a handful of y'all. How many of y'all, it seemed like I'm following you all around the internet. And it's like whatever app you go on, you see me, you reading your Bible on your app and I pop up, right? You on Tinder and then I pop up. You know what I'm saying? You're like, what is he doing out here? You're on your little game app and I pop up. Because that means you're part of my pixel audience. You'll never be able to get away. Does that make sense? So that's three audience. So how do you do that? Here's how you do it. You funnelize, okay? So funnelizing is about having an automated process to turn complete strangers into high-paying clients. And you automate this whole process. Make sense? Perfect. So here's what it looks like. Here's why people call it a funnel online. Because it's about people becoming aware, people being interested, some of them becoming engaged, and then some of them will become a client. What's the key word? Nope, the key word is some. No matter how hard you try, you're never gonna get everybody. Your lukewarm prospects, this is where the cultivate piece comes in, right? So most people just wanna go straight to the sale. Now you gotta cultivate. It's kinda like the dating process. Ladies, if a brother walked up to you who you never met, he walked up to you in the food court in the mall, and the brother was like, hey, would you marry me? It'll probably feel kind of awkward, right? So the brother gotta cultivate you a little bit. Gotta have, maybe take you out, have a conversation. I mean, it's a process. Does that make sense? So you cultivate. I hear what y'all are saying. So your lukewarm prospects, they're aware of the itch. They're online looking for solutions. Does that make sense? It's your job to show up with content showing them why you're the solution to their problem. Make sense? So next is close. This is about them closing you, not you closing them. When your marketing is on point, people show up and sell you on why you should allow them to buy. You don't have to sell them on why they should buy. Does that make sense? So let's talk about the monetize piece. It's not about being this guy. It's not about being a hard salesperson, not being a slick oil salesman. It's not about always be closing. Y'all ever heard ABC, always be closing? Mine is always be cultivating, always adding more value. Does that make sense? So this guy named Peter Drucker said, the aim of marketing is to make selling superfluous. Basically saying to make marketing make selling unnecessary. When your market's on point, your prospects sell themselves. Where I'm from, they say good dope sell itself. Right? That makes sense? How many of y'all play golf? How many of y'all know what golf is? All right, so golf is like marketing and sales together, right? So the goal, this is a driver that Tiger Woods is holding. The goal of that driver is to get the ball as close to the hole as possible, right? The goal of marketing is to get the prospect as close to the sale as possible. So now when it comes out to the selling opportunity, you can just put them in or blow it in. Does that make sense? So your marketing doesn't sell them for you.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Owned and operated. Bashani Radio app. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom! Kaboom.